416, this time every Tuesday, Friday afternoon, we answer your questions about the coronavirus presented by covidclinic.org. Submit those questions to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back and good afternoon. A lot of us are avoiding air travel altogether, but for those who choose to travel, does upgrading to the more expensive seats make a difference at all?
You know, that's a really great question, and I think a lot of people would assume yes. I know that my own patients have told me that when they're flying, they're going to fly first class or business class to try to ensure that they have a safer flight. So recently, last week, a study was released where they tracked patients who were on a business class flight and seated in business class and traveled internationally and then did contract tracing after those patients got diagnosed with COVID to see who else in business class came down with it. And in one particular case where they were able to track all of the patients, all of the people who were on the aircraft in business class, 11 other people got sick with COVID and one other crew member. So unfortunately, it does not appear, at least from this one particular study, that going business class or first class and having that extra space really is going to make you that much safer. You still have to wear your N95 or equivalent mask, you know, put on your air curtain by turning up and the overhead air vent above you to put purified air all around you. And of course, you know, using hand sanitizer whenever you can.
Hypotheses for this. I imagine if you're eating or you're drinking more up there, if they are giving you service, your mask is off more than maybe if you're in the back of the plane. Or what we were talking about with planes before is that, you know, if you're in the plane and somebody has it and you're seated far enough away, right, you're probably not going to get it if you're rows and rows away because the air in the plane is filtered. But if you're unlucky enough to be in the same row or right next to somebody, or in this case, in a smaller cabin, if there's 10 seats and one guy's got it in there, that's going to lower your luck threshold.
Very much so. And we know that the hot zone in economy is 2x2, meaning two seats either side of you, two rows either in front or back of you. Someone has COVID and is not properly using a mask because they're eating or drinking, singing, chanting, or laughing loudly, you could be at risk.
So early on when the pandemic struck, they were recommending that you sit in the window seat. Is that out the window now too?
Yeah, Karen, I think it is. I think if you can't buy your way out of this with a, you know, significant upgrade in first and business class seating by a window, I don't see how that helps you.
Let's talk about the hiccups, speed bumps, problems. We can pick the phrase that you want to use with this one. But we have Johnson & Johnson, the vaccine trial, and Eli Lilly, the antibody study. They're both hitting pause. And what we have to note always is this is expected in trials. They're just trying to see if there's a problem because a couple people have come up with some illnesses. They want to see if that's related.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. I mean, remember, these trials are enormous. We're talking about 30,000 plus people. So you got 30,000 people who have volunteered to take this vaccine. At any given time in the 3 months that they're going to be watched this intensely, someone could have a heart attack. Someone could get pneumonia. Somebody could get an allergic reaction to a shellfish. And any kind of serious reaction gets reported to the oversight board. And then the board could pause the vaccine trial to ensure that that reaction, heart attack, stroke, allergic reaction, was or was not, in fact, related to the vaccine trial. Previously, it's been a short pause, and then they have back on the trial knowing that that particular event was unlikely related to the vaccine. So we expect this. I don't think it's really going to slow down the vaccine development, but it is an important component of safety and in this trial.
Okay, let's talk about President Trump. He says he's now immune from coronavirus since he's had it. Is he correct in this statement?
I don't really think so. Remember, he's 12 days now, I believe, 12 or 13 days out. And the way that you know that you're immune is that you get antibodies called IgG antibodies to the coronavirus spike protein. And that's a blood test that typically takes at least 3 to 4 weeks to show up. And at 12 to 13 days, unlikely that his antibodies have, you know, matured to the point where they can be tested. Additionally, he received antibodies as part of the Regeneron treatment. So those can last for 6 months or so in his bloodstream and may give the false impression that they're actually his antibodies when they are, in fact, borrowed antibodies and may dissipate and not leave him with any kind of long-term protection.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Thanks.
Thank you.